You're listening to Thought for the Day from BBC Radio 4. And today, His Holiness Pope Francis has a message for BBC listeners and world leaders as they prepare for the COP26 climate summit.
Cari ascoltatori della BBC, buongiorno.
Dear BBC listeners, good morning.
Il cambiamento climatico e la pandemia da COVID-19.
Climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic have exposed our deep vulnerability, raised numerous doubts and concerns about our economic systems and the way we organize our societies. We have lost our sense of security and are experiencing a sense of powerlessness and loss of control over our lives.
Ci siamo scoperti deboli e pieni di paure.
We find ourselves increasingly frail and even fearful,
immersi
caught up in a succession of crises in the areas of healthcare, the environment, food supplies, and the economy, to say nothing of social, humanitarian, and ethical crises.
Crisi trasversali.
All these crises are profoundly interconnected. They also forecast a perfect storm.
Di una tempesta perfetta.
That could rupture the bonds holding our society together within the greater gift of God's creation. Every crisis calls for vision, the ability to formulate plans and put them rapidly into action, to rethink the future of the world, our common home, and to reassess our common purpose. These crises present us with the need to take decisions, radical decisions that are not always easy. At the same time, moments of difficulty like these also present opportunities that we must not waste. We can confront these crises by retreating into isolationism, protectionism, and exploitation. Or we can see in them a real chance for change, a genuine moment of conversion, and not simply in a spiritual sense. This last approach alone can guide us towards a brighter horizon. Yet it can only be pursued through a renewed sense of shared responsibility for our world and an effective solidarity based on justice, a sense of our common destiny and a recognition of the unity of our human family in God's plan for the world. All this represents an immense cultural challenge. It means giving priority to the common good, and it calls for a change in perspective, a new outlook in which the dignity of every human being now and in the future will guide our ways of thinking and acting. The most important lesson we can take from these crises is our need to build together so that there will no longer be any borders, barriers, or political walls for us to hide behind. Some days ago, on the 4th of October, I met with religious leaders and scientists to sign a joint appeal in which we called upon ourselves and our political leaders to act in a more responsible and consistent manner. I was impressed by something said by one of the scientists present at that meeting. He told us, "If things continue as they are, in 50 years' time, my baby granddaughter will have to live in an unlivable world." We cannot allow this to happen. It's essential that each of us be committed to this urgent change of direction, sustained by our own faith and spirituality. In the joint appeal, we spoke of the need to work responsibly towards a culture of care for our common home, but also for ourselves, and the need to work tirelessly to eliminate the seeds of conflicts, greed, indifference, ignorance, fear, injustice, insecurity, and violence. Humanity has never before had at its disposal so many means for achieving this goal. The political decision makers who will meet at COP26 in Glasgow are urgently summoned to provide effective responses to the present ecological crisis and in this way to offer concrete hope to future generations. And it is worth repeating, each of us, whoever and wherever we may be, can play our own part in changing our collective response to the unprecedented threat of climate change and the degradation of our common home.
That was Pope Francis with Thought for the Day. Thank you for listening.